Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome back to our Three Ideas in 30 Minutes, the first of the year, of the new year. I want to thank everyone for joining us again. I hope everyone had a beautiful, meaningful, and inspirational Rosh Hashanah as we commit ourselves to learning during our Seder Simei Tshuva, as we build up towards Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, still plenty left to go. As one of my friends told me this morning, Rabbi, don't spike the football quite yet. But it's nice to be back here together in a new year. Mirtz Hashem, we should be zoche to learn an enormous amount of Torah together this year. I want to thank our sponsor for this morning, as always, sponsored anonymously in memory of Teddy Kellen, Shimon Tuvia Ben Dov, Yehuda Leib Chaim, Zichrono Levracha. Our learning should be a continuation for an aliyah for his neshama. I also want to dedicate our learning this morning for the yahrzeit of the Chayadam, Rav Avram Danzig, who of course is my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. I think I got that right. But it's his 201st yahrzeit, which is always on Dalet Tishrei, which is today. So our learning should be an aliyah for his neshama, as well as he hopefully gets a little bit of nachas, seeing his great-great-great-great-great-grandson learning and teaching some Torah here on an Erev Shabbos Shuva. Here's what I can guarantee you. I'm probably one of the few rabbis in the country that is teaching a Parsha class today. Probably not a very popular slot for rabbis, but I feel it is my duty and my obligation, primarily because I'm also one of the few rabbis that isn't giving a Shabbos Shuva Drasha this Shabbos. So I figure if I'm not giving a Shabbos Shuva Drasha, the least I could do, is to cover for all the rabbis that are by giving a Parsha class. And no one should be robbed of the opportunity to learn Parshas Vayelech, Shabbos Shuva 5782. Here we go, beginning off with the mitzvah of Hakel. Of course, the mitzvah of Hakel tells us in the 12th pasuk of our parsha this morning, Hakel asa'am, ha'anashim ve'anashim ve'taf ve'gercha she'besharecha, that you should gather everyone together, men, women, children, everybody, l'man yishmu u'l'man yilmedu, so that they should hear and that they should learn, v'yaru esarnai Eloheichem, and so that they should come to fear God, v'shamru la'asos, as kol divrei Torah azos, and they should faithfully observe all of these mitzvos. And again, anyone who's ever been in Eretz Yisrael knows even to this day how beautiful of an experience it is, but certainly back then it was magnificent. You bring everyone, nashim, anashim, taf, egercha, everyone should come. We know the very famous Rashi, lama ba, why are you bringing the children, says Rashi. Laseis schar lemevieichem, to bring schar for bringing them. What exactly does that mean? So I think the classic interpretation is as follows. The classic interpretation is that the reason why we bring the children is for the children. For example, the Kli Yakar says that the reason why we bring the children, there's no purpose for them. There's no reason really other than to give them schar. So does it make sense that Hashem asks us to bring our children, something that was probably enormously inconvenient? So why did we have to bring them? So Rashi again says, to give schar for the people who brought the small children. So Tosfos in Bracha says that the purpose is in bringing the small children. And this, I think, the classic interpretation, the classic rabbi drasha on it, right? That there's something called osmosis. And that if you bring a child to Hakel, even if they're not understanding it, but they're learning, they're there, they're in the environment, the atmosphere of Torah learning, so then through osmosis, it will make an impact on them. That's what Tosfos in Brachos seems to imply, that the purpose here is the bringing of the children. You want your children in your room. And again, I think the classic drasha is, bring your children to shul, bring your children to the shir, have Torah in your house, because even if your kids aren't learning Torah, they're benefiting from the atmosphere, from the environment of Torah learning, and that is something that we all want for our children and for our grandchildren. The problem is that it doesn't really make sense, right? If you really think about that, do you think that the children, again, think about all the schlepping that's involved, right? Again, there was no like, oh, I was staying at the Mamilla Hotel and I walked 5 feet to the Kotel and I brought my children where there now is like a bathroom every 5 inches, right? That's not Mesiras Nefesh, right? Put yourself in the time of the Torah when this was applicable. Okay, so what was it? You had to like really schlep. And when your kid needed to go to the bathroom, they really needed to go to the bathroom, and they didn't have like fancy bathrooms and sinks and toilet paper. There wasn't any of that there, okay? So it was a big schlep. Do you really think that the whole reason to bring our children was simply so that maybe through osmosis, they would get something from Torah? It's a hard argument to make. I understand. I love the Vort. I'll tell you to do it anyways. But the kasha I understand as well, which is to say, like, do you really think it was worth all that effort just to have your children there? Maybe the hashpa of Torah, maybe the atmosphere of Torah should have an impact. Maybe not. I don't know. You know, who knows? But let me offer a different suggestion. And the different suggestion is that it's really not about the children at all. In fact, if you read Rashi carefully, Rashi is explicit in this, but I don't think we ever read Rashi as carefully as we should. Rashi says, now I lost Rashi, but I'm going to get it right back. It's the power of the internet. Lama ba, right? Why are they all coming? Laseis sachar lemivyehem. It's not about the children. It's about who's bringing the children. In other words, we always assume that the chinuch in bringing the children was for the children. We wanted the children to be educated. We want the children to experience through osmosis. It's not what Rashi says. Rashi says the chinuch is not on the children, but rather the chinuch is on the parents. Laseis sachar lemivyehem, to the ones who bring them. The education here is that the parents should have a desire for their children to hear Torah. The parents should have a commitment to bring their children, even when it's not convenient, to learning Torah and to experience Torah. And so it's not about the children. Osmosis, maybe they'll hear a baby, who knows? No, it's for the parents. We want to be mechanech, the parents, to inconvenience themselves a little bit for the educational purposes of their children. That is who the whole purpose of Hakel is. It's not for the children. Children's a young kid. He's not going to remember this. He's not going to have any awareness of the fact that he was brought to the Beis HaMikdash when he was a baby. But you know who is going to remember it? The parents. The parents are going to remember that this is a priority. It's a priority that's worthy of the difficulty to bring their children to the Beis HaMikdash, because that's what you have to do for the teaching and spreading of Torah. Is sometimes it requires a little bit of sacrifice. Sometimes it requires you to go out of your way just a little bit and to make yourself uncomfortable. So it's not about the chinuch for the children. It's about the chinuch for the parents. Showing the parents the importance of putting themselves out there, the desire that they should have to feed their children the words of Torah, the cheshek, the desires that they have, laseis sachar lemevi'ehem, is not about the children, but we want to educate the parents. I think this is such a beautiful flip on the way we always read this idea. We always assume it's about the children. It's not about the children. It's about us. It's about us reminding ourselves of the primacy of Torah learning. It's about us reminding ourselves that sometimes it's difficult to provide a Jewish education for children and grandchildren, right? Jews go through enormous sacrifices to be able to afford Jewish education. Sometimes we question it. I could go on nicer vacations. I can buy a nicer... There are lots of things I could do if I didn't have to pay for Jewish education right now. And sometimes a parent might wonder and say, is it worth it? Is it worth it to go through all the difficulty and to go through all the hardship? Says the mitzvah Hakel, yes. Laseis sachar lemevi'ehem is about reminding the parents. It's about being mechanech, the parents, that the parents have to go out of their way. The parents should want nothing more than for their children to constantly hear Divrei Torah. And even if it's inconvenient, and even if it's difficult, and even if it's annoying sometimes, there's a purpose to it. There's a reason for it. So it's not about being mechanech, the children, but rather it's about being mechanech, the parents. It's about reminding us about putting ourselves out there for the opportunity to educate our children. I thought that was a very beautiful idea. Definitely a switch. I like ideas that change the way you always viewed something. I always viewed the reason why we bring children for the children's purposes. Now, if you read Rashi carefully, it's about for the parents. We're trying to educate the parents. That's idea number one. Idea number two comes from the Tiferes Shlomo. Rabbi Ari Mirzof Shlita lives in Boca Raton, sent me this Tiferes Shlomo. I'm not going to quote the exact Tiferes Shlomo. It's a little bit much for me, a little bit beyond my comprehension. But I'm going to tell you what I think an application of the Tiferes Shlomo is. The Pasuk says, let me pull up the Pasuk for you here. The Pasuk says, at the beginning of the parsha, Vayomer Aleihem, Moshe is talking to the Jewish people. His swan song, his final speech. He says, I'm 120 years old. Anochi ayom lo chal o latzeis v'lavo. I can't be active anymore like I used to be. Hashem says, this is where I stop. I can't go any further. I can't take you any longer. In and of itself, it's a very emotional comment by Moshe Rabbeinu, who's been with the Jewish people thick and thin, and comes to a point, he wants nothing more than to get into the land of Israel. And Hashem says, no dice. So Moshe says, I can't go with you. Then he says in Pasuk Gimel, in our Parsha, Adonai Elohecha hu over lefanecha, that Hashem is going to cross before you. Hu yashmir esagoyim ha'ilim lefanecha v'yirashtem, and he's going to get rid of all the nations. He's going to clear the path for you. Yehoshua hu over lefanecha kasher diber anai. And Yehoshua will go before you like God said. Ask Tiferet Shlomo, which one is it? Right, first it's Hashem Elokecha hu over lefanecha. Hashem is going before you. And then at the end of the pasuk, Yehoshua hu over lefanecha. It's Yehoshua who's going before you. Right? Why is Yehoshua going? It just told us Hashem was going before us. What does it add by saying that Yehoshua is going before us? So Tiferet Shlomo says a very Hasidic and homiletic idea, but I think a very beautiful message for all of us. The word over lefanecha, we literally translate as he's going before you. But we also know that this time of the year, the word over has a different connotation altogether. For example, we say in Slichos every morning, Ma'avir Rishon Rishon Hashem, you remove one sin after another sin, right? We have Kol HaMa'avir Al Midosav, Ma'avir in Lo Al Kol Pshav. Anyone who is Ma'avir, anyone who forgives, anyone who oversees slights to him, so Hashem will oversee those slights as well. In other words, anyone who is Mevater, anyone who gives up, anyone who's not too exacting, so Hashem is not going to be exacting on you as well. That's how we use the language of Ma'avir, of Over, on the Yom Narayim. Someone who is Mevater, someone who gives up, someone who doesn't exacting, doesn't pick the fight, is willing to forgive, is willing to move on. That's how we use the word Over during the Yom Narayim. Now listen to the Chap of the Tiferet Shlomo. What does the Pasuk say? Hashem Elokecha hu Over lefanecha. That Hashem, your God, says the Tiferet Shlomo, what does Over lefanecha mean? Hu Over al Pesha. He's willing to overlook your sins, Hashem. Hashem Elokecha hu Over lefanecha. Hashem is willing to overlook our sins. But you know who else has to be willing to overlook our sins first? Yehoshua hu Over lefanecha kasher diber Hashem. That when Yehoshua, when the tzaddik of the generation overlooks the sins of his people, when the tzaddik of the generation is forgiving of the mistakes of his generation, then Hashem will be willing to overlook the sins of that generation as well. That's the Tiferet Shlomo. I think it's an even more beautiful point for every single one of us. What the Tiferet Shlomo is telling us is you want Hashem to forgive your sins? You want Hashem to not be so exacting on your mistakes? It only is when we are over lefanecha, when we are not so exacting with each other, then Hashem Elokecha hu over lefanecha. Then Hashem won't be exacting with us as well, right? He says, V'sim Amar Yehoshua hu over lefanecha, that when Yehoshua is not so exacting, Ve'inu medakdek, and he's not so exacting on your mistakes, and he doesn't, right? Then Gam came b'maseim u'melamid zchus al b'nei Yisrael. And if he's melamid zchus, if he gives the Jewish people the benefit of the doubt, if he doesn't judge them mida k'neged mida, then Hashem will act the same way to us as well. Dine k'shat tzadik hador hu mamlitz tov al b'nei Yisrael. That when the tzadik of the generation, when he reflects positively about the Jewish people, ve'inu meibid klal adaktik al maseim, and he's not so exacting on how good of a job they do or bad of a job they do. Ma'heim al yedei zeh, through that, hu me'orer gamkin lamala midas over al pesha. Then you inspire and arouse within Hashem that same exact characteristic, that same exact midah. That says the Tiferet Shlomo is Kamasha Kasa Ma'avir Rishon Rishon, that I'm going to take one by one. In other words, to the measure that you are willing to overlook each other's sins, Hashem says, I'm willing to overlook your sins as well. Obviously, the Tiferet Shlomo says that in the context of a tzaddik. I'm extrapolating that and just reminding us that we have that concept when it comes to us and ourselves, between us and our fellow man as well. That the more we are exacting, the more we are hold grudges, and the more we hold people to task for their mistakes towards us, Hashem's going to interact that same way with us as well. If I am exacting with you, Hashem will be exacting with me. If I'm forgiving with you, however, then Hashem will be willing to forgive with me. It's important to remember, this time of the year, we always focus on our Bein Adam L'Makom. We're so focused on which mitzvahs do I have to do better, and how can I do this better, and how can I do that better in my relationship with Hashem. But we have to remember that's not just about our being Adam Lemakom, it's not just about our relationship with Hashem, but it's our relationship with each other. Perhaps even more, this is the Tiferet Shlomo. The way Hashem will interact with us, the extent to which Hashem will be forgiving of us, is the extent to which we're willing to be forgiving of each other. And there's my message to you and idea number two. Let it go. Let it go. Whatever fights, whatever petty disagreements, your neighbor moved a fence an inch this way, he leaves his son's hockey net out in the front yard, whatever it is that you get bothered by, whatever it is that you're so exacting about, let it go. If you're being forgiving of each other, then Hashem will be forgiving of you. The greatest way for us to inspire Hashem's forgiveness of us is to be forgiving of each other. Let go of the petty disagreements, let go of the arguments, let go of the fights, be the better man or the better woman, pick up the phone and apologize, and I promise you, it will pay dividends, says the Tiferet Shlomo. Right? Hu over lefanecha. If we are willing to be ma'avir, if we are willing to forgive, then Hashem will be willing to forgive us as well. A beautiful interpretation of who Hashem hu over lefanecha, Yoshua hu over lefanecha. To the extent that Yoshua was forgiving, Hashem was forgiving. To the extent that you forgive me and I forgive you, then Hashem will be willing to forgive each other. To the extent that we hold that animosity in our heart and we bear grudges, Hashem will say, okay, you weren't willing to forgive each other, I'm not going to be so fast to forgive you as well. Let's never forget, in the rat race of Aseres Yemei Tshuva and all the focus on improving and becoming better, let's not forget for a second to work on our relationships as well. That is idea number two from the Tiferes Shlomo. So idea number one was a simple Rashi. A simple Rashi. Who is the schar for? Lemiviehem. It's not about the children. It's about reminding us about how important Torah is. That we have to be willing to sacrifice for the spreading of Torah and for the and for teaching and inspiring our children in Torah as well. Idea number two from the Tiferes Shlomo. The extent to which we are willing to forgive other people, then Hashem will be willing to forgive us as well. Idea number three comes from the Or Vashemesh. Same exact pasuk. Vayomer aleim lo uchal od latzeis v'lavo. Moshe says, I can't go. And so what happens instead? Hashem elokecha uver lefanecha. Hashem's going to take you. Says the Or Vashemesh that isn't just in that generation, but it's in our generation as well. What do I mean by that? What's Moshe really telling the Jewish people? Moshe is telling the Jewish people is that I've been your crutch. I've been your crutch for the last 50, 60 years. Every time you've needed something, I bailed you out. Every time you've gotten yourself into a corner, I've been able to get you out of the corner. Every time you've gotten God mad at you, I've been able to absolve you of those sins. You're used to me. You've come to rely on me. I'm your crutch. But says Moshe, Lo uchal od latzeis v'lavo. The time has come where I'm no longer going to be able to help you. I'm no longer going to be able to serve as your crutch. You're no longer going to be able to lean on me. But says Moshe, I want you to know that I'm really just the front man. That the guy pulling the strings behind the scenes, the one who really matters, he is always going to be there for you. Hashem Elokecha hu over lefanecha. That Hashem is always going to be the one who's going to be there and who's going to take care of you and is going to watch over you. And is going to make sure who Yashmira Sagoyim Elim Elfanecha V'Yirashtem, and he's going to make sure that he's always taking care of you. Now there'll be another front man. His name is going to be Yoshua, but don't ever forget that it was never about me, and you were never really dependent on me, but it was all about your relationship with Hashem. Says the Mor Vashemesh. That is a speech from Moshe Rabbeinu, not just to the generation crossing the Yarden, entering Eretz Yisrael, but it's a message to every single Jew for generations to come. Because we might say to ourselves here, right, lo chalo latzeis v'lavo, I can't do it. We don't have the tzaddikim in our generation that we had in previous generations. The schools might not be the schools and the yeshivas of previous generations. And our shuls might not be the shuls of previous generations. And our rabbis might not be the rabbis of previous generations. Lo chalo latzeis v'lavo. You might say to yourself, I can't do it. I don't have the crutches. I don't have the intermediaries that we had in previous generations. The rabbis aren't the rabbis of previous generations, and the schools aren't the schools, and the kolalim aren't the kolalim, and the tzaddikim aren't the tzaddikim. I have nothing, Hashem. Says the Mor Vashemesh, you're wrong. Hashem Elokecha hu over lefanecha. That it's Hashem. That it's your relationship with Hashem. It was never dependent on a person or on a set of people. that we in Judaism have the greatest gift ever known to mankind. And that is our direct relationship with Hashem. Everything else, yeah, we had Moshe Rabbeinu, we had Tzaddikim, we have rabbis, we have kolim, we have schools, but don't ever mistake who it's really about. It's about your relationship with Hashem. Says the Mor of Hashemesh, V'zesh amar lo'uchad od latzeis v'lavo. This is what it means that I can't go anymore. She'ein yecholas biyadi lavi achem behichal amelach me'ata. Moshe says, I can't be the one to do it for you anymore. I can't physically bring you into the palace of the king. V'lo tiftechubi, don't rely on me anymore to be the one to pull you in to the inner chambers, inner sanctum of the king. I can't do it anymore. Rak, but there's something even better than me. Rak, Hashem, hu over lefanecha. Romez la Hashem isbarach, hu over alpesha. Hashem's going to be the one who's going to forgive your sin. Lachen yeus lachem shba'atzmechem, techalu panav, shi'avur alpesha'eichem. Don't become despondent, and don't give up hope. Rather, turn to Him. V'hu yekabel barach mimes tefilaschem. And He's waiting there to accept your tshuva. He's waiting there to accept your tefillah. You know, sometimes we mistake the means for the end. Sometimes we place so much of our emphasis and so much of our focus in the intermediaries that we forget who it's really about. That it's not about our schools, and it's not about our shuls, and it's not about our kolim, and it's not about the rabbi's drasha. It's about simply turning to Hashem and having a conversation with Him. You know, there's someone who I know who always tells me, he says, Rabbi, I need you to call me up and inspire me. I need you to call me up Erev Shabbos. I'm not coming to shul unless you call me and remind me to come to shul. Right? I'm not going to come to shul, but Rabbi, I want you to give me my drasha afterwards, your drasha afterwards, so you can inspire me. And you know, I always tell them, it's not about the drasha. It's not about the phone call from the rabbi. We have the greatest gift. It's called a relationship with the Almighty. Just turn to Him and talk to Him. That's all you need. So sometimes Moshe says, we rely on external forces to bring us, lahaviyachem beheichal hamelech, to bring us into the inner sanctum, the inner sanctuary of the king. But it's never about that. Rak Hashem hu over lefanecha. It's about Hashem. This comment of the Mor of Hashemesh was one of the greatest, was probably the greatest machlokes in all of world history. And I'll explain what I mean in a second. Beis HaMikdash, we had enormous intermediaries to rely upon for us in our relationship with Hashem. We had Korbanos, we had the Kohen Gadol, we had the whole avod of the Beis HaMikdash. There was a process through which we can achieve atonement. And all of a sudden, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And the Jewish people started panicking. They said, who is going to achieve that level of atonement on our behalf? We have none of the tools that we used to have. We don't have a Kohen Gadol anymore, and we don't have Korbanos anymore, and we don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore. How are we going to achieve atonement? Rabbi Sachs has a beautiful essay on this where he says that there were two responses to that conundrum. Response number one was the Jewish people. Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, Ashreichem Yisrael, how praiseworthy are you, the Jewish people? Lifnei mi ata mitaher, umi mitaher eschem. Who's going to bring you atonement? Who's going to purify you of your sins in the absence of a Kohen Gadol? And in the absence of a Beis HaMikdash? And in the absence of Korbanos? Who's going to do it for you? Mi mitaher eschem, says Rabbi Akiva. Avichem Sheba Shamayim. It's your Father in heaven. It was never about the Kohen Gadol, and it was never just about the Kohen Gadol. It was never just about the Korban. It was never just about the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, those were intermediaries Hashem gave to us. But mi mitaher eschem? Who's going to purify you in their absence? Avichem Sheba Shamayim. We can do it without the intermediaries. Right? Rak Hashem hu over lefanecha. We always have Hashem. Avichem Sheba Shamayim. Ashreichem Yisrael. How lucky we are that no matter what happens and no matter where we find ourselves, we have a portable God who's with us anytime, any place, and anywhere in history. Rak hu over lefanecha. He'll always be there. That was Rabbi Akiva's answer. But, says Rabbi Sachs, it was a different answer. And that was the onset of Christianity. Paul, who came along and said, wait a second, no more intermediaries, what are we going to do? And so what did he do? He said, you know what, in the place of the Seir HaMishtaleach, the Seir Lazazel, that goat that we sent off, that we cast off our sins to, now there'll be a person. Now there'll be a person that will place our sins on, and he'll die for our sins, right? That is a direct response. And you know what? We don't. So Paul came along and said, you know what? We're going to recreate those intermediaries. Because you need those intermediaries in order to achieve atonement. You need those intermediaries in order to be able to come close to God again. Rav Yekiva screams back and says, no! Mi mitayir eschem avichem shema shamayim. You don't need someone to die for your sins. You don't need someone to cast your sins upon. You know who's going to purify you? None other than Hashem. That, I think, is exactly this idea of the Mor Vashemesh. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I can't do it anymore. I'm not going to be there for you physically. You're not going to have me to rely upon anymore. So mi mitayir eschem. Who's going to bring you? I can't bring you into the palace of the king anymore. So mimetayir eschem, who's going to be able to do it for you? Hashem hu over lefanecha. Don't ever forget that all you have to do in Judaism is turn towards the Almighty and talk to Him and daven to Him and ask Him for forgiveness, and that's all you ever needed. That's all you ever needed. Yes, we had intermediaries, and yes, we had physical objects to be able to. But it was never about that. That was what we call in Gemara, Hechi Timsa. That was to get us to the end goal. But the end goal is our relationship with Hashem, and that is eternal. That is everywhere, and at every time, and in every place in Jewish history, and we should never for a second forget that. We should never for a second forget that all it sometimes takes is to turn to the Almighty and to start talking to Him. And so we saw three ideas in 30 minutes. Idea number one came from Rashi. The mitzvah of Hakel, bring your children. It's not about the children. It's not about osmosis. That's how we always thought about it. It's about us. It's about chinuch for us. It's reminding us that we need to remember the primacy of teaching and inspiring children, grandchildren, yeshivas, right? We have to go through the difficulty and the hardship sometimes. Remember how hard it was for the parents to bring their children? That's reminding us that Jewish education was not meant to be easy, but it was meant to be worth it. It's not meant to be easy, but it was meant to be worth it. It requires sacrifice, but it's worth it in the long run. Idea number two came from the Tiferet Shlomo. Hu over lefanecha? Why is God over lefanecha? Yoshua is over lefanecha? Says the Tiferet Shlomo, yeah. To the extent that we are over lefanecha, to the extent that we are ma'avir al-midosav, that we are willing to be forgiving, then Hashem will be forgiving of us. Let's not forget in the rat race up to Yom Kippur, to worry on our ben adam lechavero, to worry about our interpersonal relationships as well, to ask authentic forgiveness, and to let go of some of the hurt, and some of the petty differences, and some of the petty fights. And with the zchus of that, Hashem will be willing to overlook our shortcomings, and our sins, and our mistakes as well. And lastly, the idea from the Mor Vashemesh, I think it's the most important idea, which is Moshe Rabbeinu reminding not only the Jewish people of his time, but for Jewish people throughout eternity. We're not always going to have the Kohen Gadol, or the Beis HaMikdash, or the Karbanos, or a Moshe Rabbeinu, or the Tzaddikim of previous generations, or the Rabbis of previous generations, or the Shuls and the schools, right? You read Esadoros, we're not always going to have it. But you know what we always will have? Never forget, Hashem Elokecha hu over lefanecha. Hashem is passing right by you. Right, think about that imagery. Hashem is passing right in front of us. What do we just have to do? We just have to look at Him and start talking. Dershu Hashem b'himatzo. Look for Him when He is found. Kira'uhu b'yoso karav. Call out to Him when He was so close. All year long. All year long we look for God. All year long we struggle to find Him in a world that's so confusing and so complicated and so noisy. Says the Medrash, kira'uhu b'yoso karav is Yom Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, we block out all that noise. And as I spoke about in Rosh Hashanah, we block out all that confusion. And we realize that, hu over lefanecha, that all day long, Hashem is just passing in front of us. We just have to stop and pay attention and begin to talk to Him. With that, I wish everyone a gemar chasima tova, that it should be a happy, healthy new year. It should be a meaningful Yom Kippur, where we take to heart these ideas and we take advantage of this opportunity to turn to the Almighty and to talk to Him from the bottom of our heart. Everyone have a Gemara Chasima Tova.